Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, I wanted to know, did Georgie run upstairs too? Because I didn't have a chance to invite him up. Okay, he's gone. All right, wanted to make sure. Okay, so we have no little ones left, right? All that are supposed to be upstairs are upstairs. Perfect, because I sort of didn't invite them. They just kind of did it themselves. Good morning. You know, one of the most common questions that we might ask or we might ask each day is, so how's it going? Have you ever heard that one? Did you just read that and say it, or is that how you answer it? Okay. So how's it going? How's your day going, right? That's what it's short for. How are you? You know, it's how are you doing? And what is the answer that sometimes or most times we may give? Fine, usual, same old, right? Is that same old, which is a common response. And when we say same old, we say that, you know, everything's the same, nothing different, same old thing, right? Now, there was a movie about the same old. Don't shout out the name of the movie yet, if you know it, because I want to give you some hints. Don't shout it out until the clue is completely over. Hit it, Bill. Don't shout it out. How many of you have it? How many of you have the name of the movie in your head? Okay, shout it out.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. How many of you have seen the movie Groundhog Day? It was a Bill Murray movie. Yeah, over and over and over again, right? Yeah, so it was a movie that came out, I think it came out in 1993, and it is about Bill Murray's character who is a weatherman, and his assignment is to go in Philadelphia to, it's Groundhog Day, and he is assigned to go and cover the weather and Punxsutawney Phil whether or not he sees his shadow. Now, I'm not going to assume that everybody's familiar with this American custom because it kind of seems a little weird. So I'm just going to explain it, that it's this groundhog that they literally yank out of his little cubby that he's in, and they determine whether or not he has seen his shadow. And it predicts the weather, right? I mean, if you're coming here from another country and are unfamiliar with this, you'd be like, okay then. And if he sees his shadow, what does that mean? Who knows, right? We just know 6 more weeks until spring. We don't know if that means we're going to have harsh weather, good weather. I think it's if he sees his shadow, that's not a good sign. If he doesn't see his shadow, that is a good sign. But whatever you look at it, any way you look at it, 6 more weeks. So Bill Murray's character is like, you know what? I'm over this. I don't really want to do this. I'm a weatherman. I'm above this. I shouldn't be going to this. And he complains, but he goes anyway because he has to. And so he covers it. He's like, oh, you know, not happy about this at all. He's with his film crew and his producer. And it's over. He's like, I'm out of here. It's in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And they're getting ready to leave. And there's a bad snowstorm. And they have to stay overnight. And he is just furious about this. But he goes to sleep. He wakes up the next morning. You see the alarm, the old alarm clocks, like flip over from 5:59 to 6 a.m. And all of a sudden, on the radio comes the song by Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. And then he hears this. Good morning. Time to get up. Today is Groundhog Day. And he's like, wait a minute. That was yesterday. And so he finds out that he is going to relive the exact same events in his life as he lived the day before. Goes to bed totally confused. Next morning, the alarm flips from 5:59 to 6 a.m. And what does he hear? Sonny and Cher. Yeah. I got you, babe, and good morning. You know, it's beautiful weather out there, and it's Groundhog Day. And he's like, what the heck is going on? And this goes on every single day. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the same old, isn't it? You know, his response is what could be different, but the events of the day are exactly the same. It is an identical day to the day before. It's like one day repeated again and again. It's repetitive. It doesn't change. You can't distinguish one day from the other. There's no difference. Everything is alike. It's equal. Those are all things for saying the same. Same old, same old. And for Bill Murray's character, this is not fun, is it? I think the Beatles wrote a song. Do you remember the song, Just Another Day? It's just another day. Same type of a thing. It's just another day. Is that what anybody really wants? Do you really want just another day? Well, guess what? That's exactly what Jesus is telling his disciples that they're going to get. And we heard it this morning in the gospel. But let's set the context of where we are. In John's gospel, Jesus is talking to his disciples. It is the evening before he is tried, falsely accused, arrested, tried, a mock trial, sentenced to death, and then is crucified. It's the night in which he is going to be betrayed. It is the night of the Last Supper. And so this is Jesus' final instructions to his disciples. So what is he telling them? Same old, same old? That's what they're going to get? Because, you know, they're not sure what's going to happen. They keep hearing Jesus tell them what's going to happen, that he's going to be crucified, that all these things must take place. But they're in total denial. Peter, just before this, actually denies that he's going to deny Jesus three times. And yet we know that that's exactly what happens the next night. So the very first thing that we pick up in this gospel is that Jesus talks to them about what their responsibilities are going to be when he's gone. And you heard that in the children's sermon today, right? You heard him say that, I've already told you, if you love me, this is how you show my love, by doing what I've told you to do, that commandment, to love one another as I have loved you. And then Jesus says that I've been praying to the Father, and I've asked the Father, Creator God, to send a paraclete. Now, we heard the word friend in there, right? But really, the Greek word is paraclete. And if you were Greek and you knew this word, you would understand it greater than anything friend could ever cover. You would understand it as a comforter, one who intercedes on your behalf, one who is a friend of yours. You would understand it as one who intercesses or asks on behalf, just as Jesus is doing right now, on your behalf. One who walks alongside you every single day. So I want you to understand that what Jesus is saying here is that paraclete is not another word for Holy Spirit, but paraclete is the behavior, what the paraclete or what the Holy Spirit will actually do for you. It's the functions of the Holy Spirit, not a name. You can call someone an advocate, but don't they have a name also? It's what they do that gives them that description. So it's the one who will advocate on behalf of comfort, aid, intercess before, the one who will walk with you. And that's what Jesus is promising here. But there's a really special word right before that word, paraclete. It's not the word the, right? We didn't hear the paraclete. We didn't hear a paraclete. We heard the word another paraclete. If we go back to our Bill Murray movie, right, of Groundhog Day, it was another Groundhog Day, which means that Groundhog Day had already happened, right? Because the word another means in addition to that which already existed. So, another paraclete. What the heck does that mean? Well, when we start to think about another paraclete, what Jesus is asking God on our behalf is to give us, or to give them, another Jesus, another manifestation of God. The very definition of paraclete includes intercessor, the one who asks on behalf of. And guess what Jesus is doing here? Asking on behalf of the disciples. So he's asking for another one like him. Another one who will dwell with the disciples, who will actually live in the disciples when Jesus is gone. And think about that for a second. Remember all that same old that we talked about? Same. We talked about the one that there's no difference between the previous. Holy Spirit, Jesus. No difference is what we're hearing. They're alike. They're equal. You can't distinguish one from the other. They are identical in exactly what it is that they do for us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit gets a bad rap, right? Because nobody understands the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like out there. But when you really come to understand the Holy Spirit, it is another paraclete, another manifestation God made visible to us, in us. Maybe not physically like Jesus, in a new way, but the exact same characteristics, same doings as what God in Jesus has been doing all along. Comforting, walking with us, advocating, befriending, teaching, opening our eyes. That's what we get in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what the disciples get in the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, they can expect and they are promised that you will be given another in addition to, that is, the same as I am. These are words of hope and these are words of comfort for those disciples. And guess what? They're words of hope and they're words of comfort for us on this very day. 2 weeks from now, you know, we're still in the season of Easter, and this is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and next week will be the last Sunday of Easter. And then is the season of what we call Pentecost. And it begins with the giving now of the Holy Spirit to the disciples. Here, the promise is made to them of what they can expect. And what can they expect? And what can we expect? My goodness, Jesus tells us exactly. I will ask the Father, and he will send another paraclete, another friend, another comforter, another one who will walk alongside of you every minute of every day. Another one just like me. Another same old, same old. And I don't know about you, but I want that same old, same old. And for that, we say thanks be to God. Amen.